Hello and welcome to Crippled Systems Clusterfuckapalooza. My name is Andy.
Hi, my name is Katie, Bad Horse on the forums. I am normally with Crippled System.
No, we are Crippled System.
I'm Caleb. I'm usually on Focus and Fury, and I'm usually pissed off at the world.
Loose cannon.
I'm Chili. I'm usually on Road to War. And I think this mic is on, but there's no on button that I can see. Is this on?
No, it's on.
I'm trying to look at
it's on.
All right, it's on. Thank God. Okay.
And I'm
Menoth. My time.
And I'm Menoth John. I am the Podfather. I am a permanent guest host. I had a show called Painting with Menoth John. I lost interest in it. It might come back.
I'm Chunky. I'm on whatever podcast I can haul myself out to next. And yes.
Hey, Menoth, I popped
yes.
in.
And yes.
Your fucking
yes.
story.
Hey, and yes.
We should have a story off in the cone of silence between that, Nick,
listen,
and Crump.
Listen, Bad Horse. Don't be trolling my ass during my introduction. That is simply goddamn unacceptable.
I would never
Menoth,
do that.
Menoth, it's so easy.
You went good story, bro, during my introduction. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. This is an extra blue episode of triple whatever the fuck this is.
This is awesome. So we have to swear enough on this podcast to make it over to the Mutes podcast.
That's right.
Yeah,
Mutes is a bunch of pussies.
I don't.
Let's be honest.
Maybe they'll finally release an explicit episode where they're like, they don't force Lance to edit out all their horrible
shit. They need
shit.
To take the Focus and Fury model, which is explicitinated.
Absolutely. I am a fan of explicitinated.
You know, the best part about Crippled System, we don't even warn them that we're doing something horrible. Yeah. We just do it.
Yeah, it's buyer beware. It's like, you know.
Like, didn't the last episode open up with Jason talking about jizz buckets?
No, well, we tried clarifying that it was
somewhere.
That it was not a cum bucket
boys,
or a jizz bucket. Yeah, that's, well, we just went right there already.
So maybe we should tell the podcasting community exactly what's going on here and where we are. This is War Machine Weekend.
Yep, we're at War Machine Weekend. We have four different podcasts all in the same room. There is Focus and Fury, there is Views on Minis, and there is Road to War.
In case you didn't notice, he was pointing in different directions just now.
I'm pointing.
Yeah. It's good podcasting material.
It's
yeah.
That's a sign of professional.
I thought it was hot.
Absolutely. That and referencing back to older podcasting. Like referencing about older podcasts.
Hey, Ron.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a callback all by itself.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
yeah,
that's forever.
So basically, we're going to be rotating through, talking to everybody about random bullshit.
Yep.
Yeah. So just as a disclaimer, we talked for about 45 minutes before we started recording.
So everything good has already been said.
Yeah, we're running on fumes at this point.
Yeah.
I'm Views on Minis for not having their shit together. We tried to start an hour ago.
They're like the most unorganized podcast. They really need to step it up.
I think we need to coin a term, museless.
Yeah, we're about museless. We finally got everyone up to the room.
Hey, everyone, are allowed for Australia.
Everyone's finally settled down, and we're like, all right, we got it. We're about to start. And then right when we're about to start, Colin's like, hey, there's no memory card in our recorder.
Yeah,
I don't think we recorded.
So,
like,
hang on.
The fuck
so
waited until
so I literally rang John, and I'm like, John, where's the fucking memory card? And he's like, oh, yeah, it's in my laptop. Just go grab it. So Colin fucking busts his ass, runs down there, goes to get it.
Colin
it takes
ran?
About 78 minutes to get a fucking elevator here.
I refuse to believe that.
The elevator situation is ridiculous here right now.
Oh, my God, it's ridiculous.
Also,
right?
You know what?
No, you can't get out.
I can't find
them. They're locked. They only open if there's a fire.
So the stairs are open.
So I personally feel bad for the youth crew.
Let's face it, Colin's not going to use. Because
they had to figure out a way to get a trailer with a memory card big enough up here to record their four-hour podcast.
Colin goes all the way down there to find it, and then it turns out Crump had it in his fucking pocket the whole time.
Oh, you're fucking kidding
no,
me.
No, that is exactly what
oh
fucking
my
happened.
God. Why is Crump so easy? Like, it's like,
he's a teacher.
It's like, he's so trollable
he's a
because
teacher.
It's so unbelievably
and that's
bad.
Why our economic system is failing. Because our future...
We wonder why Asians are kicking our ass.
Our future is just totally
world and down the other. It has everything to do with Crump's pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Just the pocket.
It's like, oh my God, that is just amazing. I wish I could say that surprised me, but it doesn't.
No, it's not surprising at all.
So has anybody here actually played War Machine?
I played one game before I got here. And
I won a tournament, goddammit.
Woo!
Yeah. I played three and lost all three.
You're my kind of opponent.
True story.
Yeah.
I see. So the night we get in, which by the way, fuck Nick for booking the latest flight that got us in at 10 in the evening, which I know doesn't sound bad, but when you're coming to War Machine Weekend, everyone's already drunk and they're already partying. I'm like, God, I'm getting here late. So I get to show up. Chunky is, I don't know how he is standing. He's stumbling around, holding on to people so he doesn't fall over. I'm like, oh my God, he's not going to play at all in the morning. I get up in the morning. Chunky looks exactly the same, just as drunk and just as hammered and shitless, but he's wandering around asking people where his vessel of judgment is. And it's like, I think it's on the table, man. I don't know.
And he plays Kator.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, dude, I think...
I don't know where, gauntlet.
Yeah, no, this was like the last chance qualifier. I'm like, I don't know. I think we're about to start, Chunky. I see him for 10 minutes, and then he's gone for the next 8 hours. I'm like, holy shit, did the guy die? I don't know where he went. And later on, like, at about 8 at night, Chunky wanders out. I'm like, dude, how did you do in the qualifier? I was like, oh, I think I played half a game and went to sleep. I don't know. Like, I was falling asleep and pushing models across the table, and I was just dead. Like, I just couldn't possibly.
You forgot half his models in the bag during the game.
Hacksaw did that at Triple Con, and they call him a god.
Yeah, exactly.
And he got to design Steamroller for the rest of eternity.
But no, it's like, I think Chunky needs to lay off the drinking. He's like, oh man, I can't drink anymore.
Dude.
Because I started having these hangovers last week. I'm like, that's probably a good idea, Chunky. And now he's like, here, have this chili.
No, no.
It's strawberry and alcohol. It's like, what the fuck does that mean?
It's basically diabetes in cup form.
It's fucking melted gummy bears with fucking isopropyl alcohol in it.
It's fucking sweet.
I find it necessary to describe to the podcast community the size of this fucking mug. It is roughly, I don't know, 12 inches tall and about, a solid 6 inches in diameter.
It has to be at least 50 to 60 ounces.
Oh, God, and it's filled with strawberry and alcohol.
And yeah, I don't even know what these units of measure mean.
Yeah,
I just like to point that out.
It's 3 drop bears.
It's 44 hectoliters.
Just fucking use liters. Jesus Christ.
18 centimeters.
What do you guys use, fucking drams or some bullshit over there?
We use liters. We use the metric system because we're intelligent.
Wait, you use the metric system, but
no, it's because you fuckers can't. You fuckers can't do math.
It's practice for when we come over to American Drive and we can run more of you fuckers over.
In your V8 interceptors.
Yeah.
Yes.
I made a movie reference. That's professional podcast.
Yeah. Filled with drop bears and other horrifying things.
So V8 interceptors filled with drop bears.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God!
There is actually now an honorary nightly nightmare in Tower Games. Check it out when you go to Tower Games. There are drop bears there.
Yeah.
Would you, Chunky? Would you consider this being your vessel of judgment?
Fuck, I hope not.
You need to make more of that because it's gone. All my beer's gone, too.
There's a little bit. You just got to swivel the straw around and you'll get some.
All right. I got some now. I got some American honey for you, John.
This is pretty good.
Yeah.
No, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I played in the LCQ, and I'm the asshole that just rooted for three people because I went 3-0 and then dropped.
Loose cannon.
That makes no sense.
Because I play a silver horde, and it didn't even matter if I was going to qualify. So
you're just like, I won. Yeah. Fuck all of you bitches, I'm out.
Yeah. Play it on paper.
How's your strength of schedule now, bitch?
John, wow, that is just amazing. You are a huge douche.
He's my favorite person here.
I mean, you do realize that you could have either gotten people, set up a sweatshop if you qualified, or you could have just borrowed the fucking models. There were 168 people in that stupid event.
So that event was so mind-numbingly horrible that I was just tapped out by round four.
Absolutely. It was the start of the tournament. It did not start smoothly. It was like, we're supposed to start at 9 o'clock. I'm like, sweet.
It's 11.
A lot of people. And then, like, we're using this new DCI software that, like, for somehow, like, this software replicated, like, 5 people and put them in 3 times. Yeah. One of them had 2 names in there. We don't know how that happened. And so we pair up everyone, and everyone's starting to deploy. We're like, all right, we're going to start this. And it's like, and then 10 people were like, we don't have opponents. Yeah. And someone was like, I have my middle name and my first name in here as players.
That explains the announcement halfway through it. If you don't have an opponent, raise your hand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very smoothly
done.
That's
how that happened.
I would like to point out at this time that during this entire 2-hour-long fucking process of waiting, I was sobering up. Yeah. I was fucked.
Yeah. But guess
You're
what?
Still 6 hours away from being sober.
If we could have just started on time, I was good. I could have got through at least one game.
You got through half a game.
No, I got through a full game, just not very well.
I played an entire scramble tournament in the time it took from the LCQ to announce the pairings to the time it actually started.
It took a while.
That is not an exaggeration. No.
And people wonder why I dropped.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and then at the end.
Because a proctology exam's more fun.
Round two finished at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Fucking insane. Yeah.
Didn't it go to like 4 in the morning or something?
No. We cut that because Jamie over on Focus of Fury, we were the judges, and he was like, hey, man, we're thinking about cutting. I'm like, yes, please, God, I cannot do this till 6 in the morning. We have to cut now. And you have some people like, no, man, we should just power through it. It'll be fine. It's like, No, you can go fuck off and die.
Yeah. It's just gonna be people doing the.
Yeah, you can literally die in an AIDS fire.
Yeah, it's like all right, what? Well, because like it's like no, because then we won't get to do anything tomorrow. It's like all right, let's be honest, man. If we're playing till 6 a.m, what are you going to do tomorrow? Dude, yeah. You're gonna finish up and go pass the hell out and wake up on Sunday,
or you're gonna be a useless pile of shit.
Yeah,
I know shit.
It's like why the? It's like so.
No, that was a very wonderful move you guys made. Yeah. There, I just complimented Privateer Press.
Yeah,
nice.
We'll they did a bang up job
on that. Let me get a time stamp.
Mainly complimenting Hot Carl.
Yeah,
for making the call.
Carl.
And AK.
We love AK did a great job.
No, they
Carl's such an awesome
AK?
Dude.
He was the dude in the top hat.
AK's AK's like the go-to guy. Yeah, like Carl, like
is James Moreland.
James Moreland.
Yeah.
He is a sweet dude.
He is
a sweet dude. He works so hard during this event.
Holy crap. Yeah, I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, holy shit. There's a lot of people, though.
I will say shout out to all the people that organize this event.
Yes.
Yeah,
it
no
is
doubt.
Insane.
That's like, straight up.
Because there's 168.
Last chance qualifier. Yeah. And then
Julie does a great job working the front desk all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, can we talk about numbers for a second? Just 1 second?
Yeah, sure.
Four.
How many Iron Gauntlet members were there?
It was like 47.
Yeah. How many Who's the Boss members were there?
You are such
740 fucking.
I'm sorry. Let's wait for Major Touch to stop masturbating.
Yeah.
Well,
you did. Compared to Iron Gauntlet,
crazy.
Which is setting the bar as low as you can.
Lord, no.
Fuck all you guys.
That line like to spin the wheel was crazy.
Yeah. I like Iron Gauntlet.
You're also Australian.
And
semi-retarded
sometimes.
All
you fucking Americans are such spoiled.
All you
pricks.
Fucking Americans.
You're like, looking at, we've got like 78 fucking large conventions. Oh, we have another event at one. This is terrible.
Hang on, I got to get on the phone with integration and naturalization.
In
your
other
shit's
parts
going
of the world, believe it or not, they're actually excited about Iron.
Yeah, I found them.
Oh, the one.
Well, that's it. So we're moving.
Bye, bad horse.
Bye, Katie.
So saying goodbye to Katie. She is jumping
off
the podcast.
Well, this podcast just got uglier.
Oh,
there's some Aztec.
Wait, now
there's
we got
some
Brian.
Aztec.
All right, I'm moving this chair over to my back.
Wait,
back.
We just traded Katie for Brian?
Yeah, downgrade.
Man, did that just get fucked up.
Our podcast just got way hotter.
There is a
lot. Take it off my shirt.
There's way too much sausage at this table.
Is Katie really the only girl in this?
Yeah.
Like, event? Man, we are just awful.
Yeah. I've been holding this story in for 4 hours. I have to tell it now because I want to tell it on this podcast.
Go.
We go to lunch at a sushi place today.
All right.
Me and Katie and Jeremy and Jason Colts and Marshall.
You know we're right. In St. Louis, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're really far in.
I do not like sushi, but I was dragged along.
I don't
along.
Like sushi in Missouri.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't. During the dinner, Jeremy is talking about things, and the topic of sex came up, and Jeremy goes, this is Jeremy saying, I am a man among men. I'm a god among men. I can please Katie once a month.
What?
He basically,
did he think this was like he was patting himself on the back?
He's like once a month I can get it up. He said it.
He's really young for that problem.
Yeah. He was trying to say we were talking about like,
is this real?
This is real. He
does he know if I
we were talking about
and I
we were
I
talking about
problem.
Getting children or yeah. You know kids and we were saying well Katie got a dog. Katie's friend just had a baby, so we're like, well, when's Katie gonna have her kid? Because obviously,
yeah.
I said I was very surprised that he hasn't had the kid already, and they haven't had a kid or you know hey they haven't got pregnant. He's like, well, I give it a try once a month. Like that was like big. Like he can like once a month he gets up the energy to like you know have some sex with Katie.
Whoa,
he's like he's a nice looking lady.
Yeah, is he trying to say that like that? Everyone should be impressed by this.
Yeah,
or,
he's like I can do it once a month
in the War Machine community. She's like 14.
We all stared at him and we laughed so hard.
Except for that chick that was walking around today, the other day, dressed like I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Oh, is that your ex-wife?
No, that was not my ex-wife. That was today.
No, that's Jackie.
Yes,
you mean Jackie?
Yes, Jackie.
Yeah, that was the best. That was the best. Okay, so Jackie basically wore a tube top, and then she had on her back drawn as a tramp stamp John Damaris's face with the Fat Asian Fan Club or some shit.
Fat
man,
Asian
I never made it to
life.
The tramp stamp.
Yeah, and this trend spread. So then Rydia Fan decided to do exactly the same thing. It was almost as hot, except not at all. And then I don't know. Someone had it on the back of their bald fucking head.
Somebody had John Damaris's face on their stomach, and their belly button was in the mouth. And I started puking as soon as I saw that.
And there was a dude with it on the back of his bald fucking head.
Yeah.
It was sweet. It was a good trend.
It became a meme at work.
Yeah. It was like a horrifying train wreck. It's like, it's so fanboyish and so kind of pseudo hipster cool, but it also makes me feel ill.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go vomit.
No, but the thing is, it trolls John, so it's good.
No, it's all trolling John is like the game of War Machine.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, how are we gonna troll John
so,
even more?
We need to get back to throwing Jeremy underneath the bus.
Okay.
Hi, yes. Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, what's going on?
Hey, Jeremy.
This guy's a racist.
Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
know that?
Yeah.
Stud.
You even told the story yet?
No, I haven't. Brian, you can go. You ruined it, goddammit.
Sorry.
We were going to take it the entire weekend. The
Jeremy,
entire
come
weekend.
Back.
No, Jeremy just walked away.
Jeremy, come back. Jeremy,
what I don't hear won't hurt me.
Yeah.
So the other best
he's
story
like
in the world.
He's like an actor for the camera.
No, you want me to tell it?
Yeah, you tell it.
I come into the con. Nathan runs up to me. He's like, hey. Jeremy doesn't know who Lyle. He doesn't know who Chill here Lyle. He doesn't understand who Lil Chilly is. Who Lyle
yeah.
is, and so I'm like, what?
I already like
so
this story.
So I am trying to understand. I'm like, I was like, wow, that's like the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm ashamed. So we're in the. Jeremy looks so sad right now, standing next to us, just sad.
He doesn't have a chance.
So we're in the con, and I want to go to lunch, and it's between rounds. So Jeremy wants to come along with me, and he's like, "Well, go." He's like, "I have to go find Chili to go see how much time is left." He runs up to Chili, says, "Hey, Lyle, where is Chili?" And of course, Chili's like, you know, he points to the other side of the room. He runs over there, asks some random person, you know, where is Chili? They point to where he actually is. So he comes back over. He just can't find. He can't find. You know, Chili because Lyle is right where Chili's supposed to be. I have to. I want to go to lunch, so I end up telling Jeremy what's going on because, quite frankly, I was hungry.
Yeah. The best part is, it's not like I'm trying to hide it. That I'm like, oh, I'm.
You did have a name tag on.
I had my own name tag on, and I'm not like, oh, I'm going to try and fool Jeremy into thinking that I'm Lyle. It's like. He walks up and he's like, hey, man, it's great to see you here. When we first meet, he's like, yeah, can you mind if we do an interview? I'm like, that's kind of bizarre. Like, why would you want to interview me? I'm like a C-list War Machine podcast. He's like, all right, cool. And he's like,
oh, you're up the C-list, huh?
And he's like, I'm like, okay. He's like, all right, thanks, Lyle. Which is what point it dawns on me. Like, Jeremy doesn't actually know who I actually am. I'm like, and I'm like, maybe I should tell him, like, oh, no, I'm just going to fucking troll the shit out of him. I'm like, yeah, all right, cool, man. And later he's like, hey, can we get an interview later? I'm like, I don't know. I think Will Hungerford's handling it. Go and ask him. He's like, oh, man, you guys keep on passing it off to the other one. I'm like, I know. I mean, Private Your Precious doesn't want us to do interviews yet. He's like, oh, okay. And then, like Brian said, he comes up. He's like, the best part was, like, hey, Lyle, do you know where Chili is? I have to go ask him how much time it is. And I'm holding the damn round timer in my hand. Like, I'm like, he's over there at the judges' table. Go ask him. Go find him over there.
I just see Jeremy going back. Meanwhile, I'm actually standing next to Lyle when this is happening. If he would have walked
I'm speechless.
In, yeah. It was pretty great.
Lyle is way more Asian than I thought he would be.
Yeah, Chili. Clearly, like, 100%.
I have to take this moment to say, will you marry me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Because I'm in love.
Yeah, why not? I was like, oh,
Lyle, and Lyle's running right around and with your name tag. Wasn't
yeah, he
guy.
Was.
Who was? Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan was like, Nathan came, like, Lyle was wearing my name tag and he found it. And then Nathan was like halfway falling asleep or like in a rush, and he's standing in the elevator. He's like, hey man, are you going up the stairs? And how's it going? Are you ready to go? And I was like, yeah man, I'm ready. He's like, cool, we're up on the 11th floor. And Lyle looks up, like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm not going anywhere. He's like, oh shit, you're not who I thought. You guys have run up. I guess I'm running back to the convention hall and find me.
I'm better.
Oh, that's so bad.
Hey, you threw Nathan with you. See, we're throwing everyone under the bus.
There you go. It's
Jeremy,
all okay.
How does it feel to be thrown under the bus two stories in a row?
This is what happens every podcast.
I mean,
I truly try not to make fun of him, but then he opens his mouth, and it's like, how? It's like. Because he's a good player, he's a good guy, but then he says things that makes no sense.
I have to take my hat off to Jeremy because you've got the best sense of humor of anybody I've ever met. Because
well, he does
you
cry,
can tease mercilessly and you smile and you're congenial and you're just a nice guy,
Jeremy. So, we love you.
Yeah, so
we honestly do love you.
So if I was in this situation, I'd be telling everybody to get fucked and like 100 people. It'd be horrible.
He's the loose cannon.
Yeah. He's the loose cannon.
He will snap someday. And everyone will know why.
Yeah.
Just look at his name tag.
One day he'll just go off on all of us and we'll be screwed. But until then, it's a lot of fun, so who cares?
Yeah.
Chili, are you number two or number three?
I think I'm number three.
All right, it's good.
What?
I'm number two.
No, you're number four. I'm number four.
I'm going to go through my punt at some point while you're here, but it can wait.
Oh, the punt?
Yeah.
All right.
Was there a topic before I came over here? Or was it
no.
just sort of
no?
No, no topic? I'm shocked.
No, you.
I was
busy ranting
about how spoiled Americans are by their con scene, and that we like Iron Gauntlet elsewhere. So fuck off.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, Chunky has been bitching about this since he got to America.
Yeah,
because he was bitching at Asgard. He was like, All right, we haven't released the Chunkisode, which should release
tomorrow,
if Nick can get it edited in time to get out all the blatant racism and bunch of shit that normally that we try to cut out, but whatever.
You guys edit that kind of stuff out? That's probably a good idea.
No, it's really bad, because we'll like call out everyone. He's like, oh, I'm angry at this person, and then we're like, blah, 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 racist, sexist shit. We're like, oh, we can't let that get on the air. So we have to like, my job, I sit at my desk, and I'm like, open spreadsheet, open our latest podcast. Now I look like I'm working, but I'm really just editing our podcast, so... I'm super glad I'm getting paid for this. God, I hope my boss doesn't listen to this. But who am I kidding? There's no fucking
way. I
used
to edit Los Angeles Radio during work hours.
Yeah, exactly. So Chucky's like, just bitch. He's like, you fucking... He's like, I really need to play this guy on Vassal. And then me, Nick, and Will are like, why the fuck would you play Vassal? It's fucking terrible. And Chuck's like, fuck all of you. He says, fuck stores. All you goddamn Americans, you're fucking stores. He's like, I live in Lismore, where I play against Rinth. And no, not Rinth. Who is it? It's Gelfie. I play against Gelfie, but Gelfie can't play because he's switching armies all the time, and that means he doesn't know how to play his armies because he's switching armies all the time. It's the fucking worst. So it's like, fuck your stores, America. I don't give a shit.
Chuck is an angry motherfucker.
That's the only reason I understand Vassal for like people like you, because you don't have a community, so you pretty much need Vassal to do something. Yeah. I mean, it's obviously a crap thing, but it's better than nothing.
And therefore, you're a bad person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Social interactions.
By the way,
are
I have a new. There's a new nickname for Houston. You're not the Renegades anymore. It's Houston MMC.
And what does that stand for? Enlighten me.
Meta of Murderous Cunts.
You guys have single-handedly fucked up the Mayhem Cup.
Yeah.
Yes, you have. Nick even said so earlier. He was saying about how they were going to fucking punt to Dallas just so the Midwest could go fuck itself.
Yeah. All right, here's the thing. While not officially punting it, because that would be bad sportsmanship, if that happens, then a lot of the Asgard guys just won't play. We'll help run the event. And then we won't have intentionally punted.
And that in no way is throwing the event.
Well, this. Well, here's the thing.
Everyone who hosts it sort of has to do that anyway.
Yeah. Here's the other thing.
When Muse ran it, it was Keith and John who were sitting out.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If fucking the rest of, like, the Midwest, mainly Iowa, I'm calling you out, John Damaris and your team, would fucking show up, then maybe we wouldn't have to try and, quote-unquote, punt the trophy to someone else, because then there would be the real competition.
If the Racine meta ever showed up, you guys would be fucked.
That is quite possible.
If there was a Racine
meta.
Meta,
I mean me.
Actually,
I mean,
no, John.
The semi-retarded guy that plays Meta.
Well, there is, yeah.
But he drinks a lot and podcasts all the fucking time.
We need hilarious, though. We need to have a fundraiser so that the Brisbane meta can come and school you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Then we'd have to host a fundraiser, and both Fat Asian and Jamie P would be only the second and third most hated people.
Welcome to episode one of Crippled Shit Talk.
So Brisbane, we all can't play on Vassal, though.
Those fucking wallabies are way OP.
You guys have the internet?
So no. The Brisbane meta is so strong that they forget half their shit in their case and then lose immediately.
No, like, I'm like the weakest player in that meta. I just run tournaments. I don't actually play anything.
Inappropriate.
I don't know what the fuck is going on over there.
We got Chunky. That's all that matters.
Yeah. I'm such a good representative for my country.
I know, right?
I'm like the worst fucking player over there, but somehow because I come on here and talk to you fuck-ups, I'm the most famous. It's so fucking terrible. And meanwhile, all our good players over there are just like, they're going to be listening to this and going, just tearing their hair out going, fuck!
So I don't get on other podcasts very often, but I have to ask, talking about editing, every single Focus and Fury podcast, I put Matt Lust on blast because I hate the motherfucker so much, and it gets edited out every single time by Nigel because he's all about saving people's feelings. Now,
well, to be fair, that is because he runs a store, and you know, he actually needs customers.
I'm just wondering, do other people like say inappropriate shit?
Absolutely, 100%.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. There was one. No, I'm not going to say it now because then Andy would have to cut it out. I don't want to. Yeah. I want to spare him the horribleness. But it's like, we do say a lot of like we run off the rails, especially in the episodes where we've been drinking or something stupid has happened and we're raging out, like. So most of the time we try to keep it pretty tame, especially because Will has a store as well, and he doesn't want people to hate the shit out of it. And also, it's like, there's no reason to be that nasty and mean about it. But at the same time, it's like, there's some people like, oh my god, if I didn't care what people thought about me, or if I didn't worry more about like offending or making Nick and Will look bad, I just fucking totally rail on this guy. Like,
so does that mean that now that Will's basically hated all of Australia.
Yeah, fuck it, just
you guys have got free reign on us now. You don't have to edit that shit out.
No one knows. You're the only people we know. You and Colin, who's from the Asgard, are the only people we know from Australia. It's like, who else? What other players are from Australia?
You're losing that big money right there.
There's like a there's is there, do they, is that where the kangaroos are? No. Koalas.
There's that one wallaby. He's fucking OP.
No, the dingoes ate all the other
wallabies. Yeah, the dingo ate my baby.
Man, the dingo ate my wombat's cheating little prick. The wombat's a cheating little prick.
So wombat,
the fucking wombat.
I will say this though: you're kind of talking about editing. I think there's been maybe twice out of all the Crippled System podcasts that we've actually pulled something out of it. Otherwise, we are an equal opportunity offender. So
we've gone to some fairly dark places, at least on the episodes I've been a part of.
It's too long to edit.
The Crippled Fury episode with the dark places.
That episode was awesome. I almost like shit my pants. All right, I have to do one point this out. Well, a lot of times, all right. So I'm in the gym a lot now because I'm like trying to not be such a fat ass. But I'll usually like
working.
I'll like try and listen. I'll listen to music when I'm lifting. And then, like, sometimes, like,
You look, bro.
So sometimes I'll be listening to podcasts because I'm like, I don't want to listen to music. Fuck it. I want to hear about War Machine. I've now learned that I cannot listen to Crippled Systems or Focus and Fury while doing anything on a bench press, incline press, or decline press, because if I start laughing, I'll drop the bar on my neck and almost die, which is what happened the last time I was listening when Minaj John was like playing fucking what was it? The
you
goddamn
Razor Board John.
I almost called you Razor Board John.
Okay, after your story, I got a story.
It was the one where he was on with Nate and he was playing what the fuck is that game?
Enviro Bear.
Yeah, I'm just listening to play Enviro Bear, and then all of a sudden. He's like, it's driving along. And he's like, and then I usually hear my mouth be like, oh my God, I got a badger. Get out of here, bitch. At which point I'm like lifting the bar. I'm like, oh my God. I just start laughing my ass off. And I drop it like onto my chest. I'm like, oh I can't get it. And
then luckily, would that be manslaughter by proxy? Or
and so luckily, like some guy is like watching the gym. He sees me drop it. And he's like, oh my God, that guy just he's totally dying. He's like runs over and helps me lift it off myself. And I look like such a fucking idiot. And I'm like, oh, I'm cutting lifting your short today. Fuck it. And I just ran away. And I'm like, God, so
I would like to point out this carnage just implied that you are a man, Chili.
Yeah. Boosh.
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 That's a nice Archer reference.
Yeah, exactly right. But anyways, John, what were you going to say?
So, I got myself a Mechanica Studios board.
No.
And I got it all custom blinged out because things have been better in my life than they have been in the recent past. So I decided to treat myself a little bit. So I got custom Menoff John inserts on the side because I want to be like the fucking Muse crew with all their fucking custom this and custom that.
I've seen those.
Anyway,
they're sweet.
But anyway,
I got the
part you haven't seen, Chili, is the custom inserts on the drawers that say Razor Board John.
Nice. That is perfect.
Because of you, baby.
Exactly.
Nice.
Razor Boards are so underrated.
Uh-oh.
Totally. And they're OP as shit. Yeah,
they are.
All right, 1 second.
Shit. We got Nigel.
Flippity
bloop.
Crippled Fury is back in action.
Oh God! No,
Rinth.
Yeah,
you are the Rinth.
Sadly,
holy shit! I am Major Tusk. I did not.
We played a little bit of some other games together. That's
again.
Awesome.
Fucking awesome. I'm Chili. Nice to finally meet you in real life.
So I think I think Nigel just
yeah. You want some of that? It's strawberry and alcohol.
What I don't know what that means.
We have no idea what that
it means. Exactly that.
It's strawberry and alcohol. Say is don't spill that on the.
I ran out of beer way too long ago.
The funny thing is, I don't actually drink this shit in Australia because I actually know what all the alcohol is here. When I get over here, I don't know what the fuck is going on. So I just grab shit, mix it in a bucket, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, so you made WAP. Wapatui.
Yeah, Wapatui.
Yeah, that's
Berry Buffalo.
Yeah.
Sure.
What? I don't know what's happening.
You guys don't know about this shit, huh?
No, clearly not.
Midwestern thing. So, basically, in the Midwest, when we're bored because there's nothing other to do than to fucking tip over cows and fuck sheep.
Yeah, drink.
They have parties, and people will just bring some booze, and they'll pour it in a big-ass punch bowl and add, like, high C or some bullshit to it, and it'll get called Wapatui.
See, we just call it trash can punch in Texas.
All right, that's cool. Well, it's also called Hairy Buffalo in Michigan and some other places.
Oh, my God. What was it? All right, so I was trying to... So everyone knows Cool Kurt from...
Springfield.
Yeah, that's right, Springfield. Yeah.
So I don't think I do, actually.
So Cool Kurt has these things...
You're talking about Cool Kurt, right?
Yeah.
Cool Kurt.
With the vodka bears.
Where is he from?
Springfield,
right? Springfield? Oh, okay.
So he has these vodka bears, and one day I was like, I'm going to try and replicate those. So I went and got the worst, most shit-ass, like,
can I bum a beer?
Worse than well,
can I bum
like,
a beer?
Vodka to try and, like...
This is actually my last one.
Oh, party foul. You can't
I got some garbage beer.
Chrome Pass beers.
I got some garbage
beer.
No,
you need to be offering him.
Garbage beer.
Okay.
Have you never seen me drink past Blue Ribbon? Anyway, hey, I'm sorry. podcast. Anyways, apologies.
So I try to replicate Cool Kurt's vodka bears. I got like, what is it, McCormick's? It's like, I get it's like quadruple distilled vodka. It's like, oh, and it's in a plastic bottle. So nice. You know it's classy because it's like,
buddy,
$10 your time thing. I go ahead and pour it into the gummy bears, and I come back and like 10 minutes later, and the gummy bears have just like dissolved. They're not in bear form anymore. They're just these like puddles. I'm like, oh, you know, maybe they taste just as good as Cool Kurt's. I eat one. I'm like, oh my god! And I just threw it up into the sink. I'm like, oh, it was so wretched. I'm like, all right, now I'm gonna try these peaches that I did the same thing with, and they dissolved. And it's like,
well, let's talk about that for a second. From a scientific standpoint, what the fuck happened to the cellular structure of that shit?
I have no idea, but apparently Cool Kurt knows something that I don't. Because
he used rum for some, and then he used like Sky Vodka for the other ones.
Well, Sky Vodka is definitely a step above what I was using,
stuff.
In your professional opinion, would that have made a good cereal?
It would have been an excellent cereal if you had added it to Lucky Charms.
All right.
But anyways,
drunk
now Nigel's
Lucky Charms
here.
Are magically fuckalicious.
I am. What are we talking about besides gummy bears?
It's all very freeform.
I know.
What were we talking about before?
Shit, I don't even
know. I can do my punt of the year now.
All right, go ahead and do your punt of the year.
So my second game... No. I'm going to be an NFL punter. So my second game in Iron Gauntlet, I'm playing against Butcher 3 with Peace Orsha. I'm like, I actually play well for most of the game. I'm like, I've got this fucker lined up where I want him.
Peace Orsha should auto-win against you, Butcher, all day.
Yes. Yes, this was what was happening.
Okay.
So, all right, so I go and I feed on Butcher. I get him all fucking stationary. The Ogryn Boker is miles away. He can't fucking stop P. Iris, who walks up to shoot him with a disruptor bolt, thereby taking his focus off. And she's within 3 inches of one of my little berserker cunts. So I'm like, oh, A-bomb, abomination, right. And my opponent's even like, oh, isn't she fearless? And I'm like, fuck no. And so I roll, and I roll 10, and so I fail. It turns out she is actually fearless.
Oh.
And then, of course, Butcher shook stationary and came and cleaved Sorsha a new vagina.
It sucks you don't know the rules.
It really does. It really does.
Reading the card can be so difficult sometimes.
I'm Australia's representative over here.
So we've got Tobias. Well.
Fuck, I hope Tobias is actually fucking redeeming us because I'm terrible.
So you and Fat Asian are good buddies. Neither of you can read fucking cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wait, you're the 25th or the 31st ranked Australian?
I'm going down.
Yeah, no, clearly. Yeah,
going down is
yeah. It's just like boom.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, how did you enjoy your last podcast?
What do you mean? Which one?
Where were you before this one?
You were on.
Were
Muse?
You on your
we
own?
Were on Muse.
I was on Muse. That was like the worst. It was basically like a gulag.
It was a battle report.
Would you say it was museless?
It was museless. Yeah. Useless and amusing.
Useless.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then the podcast ended.
Yeah. I got I got immediately accosted about not swearing. It's like, this is G-rated, and then it was a battle report.
You're fucking kidding me!
Battle report right now.
Dude, they do that. I don't ever want to leave this podcast.
Especially
back
not that. Oh my god!
Oh my god! Anywhere but useless and amusing at this point.
Seriously,
they're doing battle reports. Are you fucking serious?
Yep, big long ones.
They
big
were
long hairy
stuff
ones.
To talk about real fast.
Yeah.
Wow, they have no personnel. Wow, we've been like riffing for 3 hours here.
Well, it's... Oh, God.
I want to pose like Chili right now. I wish you could all see this on internet land.
He's just
fucking leg up.
Styling and
styling and profiling.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I just felt movement.
That's a really scary joke.
Yeah, I had movement.
In the front or the back of the pants?
Bathroom's around the corner.
A little bit above, a little turtle. A turtle going both ways.
Yeah. I don't know whether to shit myself or just smash the back.
I see how... Just gotta let
best
the turtle
podcast
off.
Ever.
Yeah. Yep. See, there we go. Now
well, you know, it is the best podcast ever because like half of it is Crippled Fury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Look, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just feel like I have an idea. I feel like we should just let this go off the rails, and then every now and then Andy comes in like the fucking narrator.
No.
I am not even sure what these rails are of which you speak.
The grandfatherly beard.
Yeah.
He's like the guru.
He looks like the devil.
What?
This beard is like he's got like. Devil beard going
it's
on.
It's a smithing beard.
It's a what kind of beard?
A smithing beard.
A smithing beard. So what are you going to smith?
Well, if you ever look at any kind of like medieval smith, you know, a blacksmith, their beard is usually split in the center because they're dealing with hot irons and shit. It's going to burn it up. Yeah.
Nice.
Hang on. I just wanted to describe this motion that he was doing as he was describing
that's great.
He was basically wanking.
Yeah. With my beard.
But from his face.
Both sides. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we haven't had masturbation talk in 10 minutes, so here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Back into it.
Back to wanking.
Yeah.
How's the weekend treating you, Nigel? I mean, we just got... And we have amongst us Rinth, so in case we make any fuck-ups, we got Rinth right here.
No, mm-hmm. I'm way less impressive than it sounds.
Oh, but you're the fact-checker extraordinaire.
It's all Google.
So when I revive Painting with Menoth John, will you fact-check for me also?
If I ever watch it.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
No,
I'm the least popular podcaster here.
No. I would say that's me.
No.
Me or Chuck? No, Chucky's easily an internet celebrity because he's from Australia.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Australians because they don't understand them.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, it's great. I literally can just fucking say whatever I want and none of you motherfuckers know any better.
It's because we can't understand you.
Everyone lives in all of Australia. Everyone's convinced that it's like a deadly, like jungle out there. And you're like, oh my God, he survived. There's drop bears it's and like, fucking it's like dingoes eating babies.
Spiders big as a goddamn Volkswagen.
Exactly.
Nigel, are you double fisting beer?
I am. Well, this one was finishing off. So, Road to War.
Yeah.
Got me some St. Arnold's from Houston.
Ooh.
It's nice. Amazing. So, yeah, I'm double fisting it, but I'm enjoying it. It's made the weekend for me. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's worth two fisting. Some things are worth two fisting. A la the movie Chunky has about me called Two Hands. That's basically about me two fisting.
For a second there, I was going to make a Miley Cyrus reference.
I kind of want to see that, but I kind of think it's just an elaborate red belt.
No, it's a huge red belt.
No, it's only a half red belt.
It's a like, fucking
huge. Why would you admit this, goddamn?
Because the thing is, half the movie, it's so ridiculously fucking sweet that you'll want to watch it. And then the other half of the movie, you'll be like, why the fuck is this in the movie? Why? It doesn't need to be there at all, and it could be cut out with no problem. But the rest of the movie is sweet.
I need some background because you're either red belting me 100% or just...
No. Look, if I said this was just flat out a terrible movie, you would still watch it because you would be intrigued. Because you're chilly.
That's true. I did try and watch Season of the Witch because I listened to Bogus Fury and I had a seizure at the end of it. Fuck that movie. Nicolas Cage.
I watched Red Belt even though they'd said it was terrible. It's got Chiwetel. How bad can it be? It's Chiwetel.
How far has Ron Perlman fallen that he decided to work in Season of the Goddamn Witch? My God, that movie was so fucking bad.
Okay, but can you admit, though, the first 15 minutes was awesome? Like the river scene in the beginning?
I'm
on board. Yeah, it was amazing. And then after that, it went downhill.
The only thing that made it good is I imagined Nigel explaining the movie to me while I was watching. I'm like, yeah, this is the part he was talking about. And then she jumps out of the water. I'm like, what the fuck is happening in this goddamn movie? And oh my God, Nicolas Cage. What the fuck is wrong? How does he continue getting movie roles? He fucking sucks.
Is this a movie with Nick Cage where he has the famous like look on his face?
No. Season of the Witch is... God, it's so dumb. He wants to kill witches. He's taking one to get killed. And then surprise at the end, she could have flown there and saved us all like an hour of our lives. Oh my God. It's so fucking bad.
Wow, that sounds like a bad fucking plot.
I like to think that the movie exposes the greatest plot flaw in Lord of the Rings, though. It's sort of like, if you really want to know how bad Lord of the Rings actually is, watch Season of the Witch, and if you think that's bad, then Lord of the Rings is bad, and then you must commit seppuku immediately. So, which is that two fucking hawks could have just dropped Bilbo in the fucking lava
like
10 minutes, you know, like... Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. I don't disagree.
Nice plan, bro.
Yeah, exactly. No, they had to go on a fucking trek, had like some sort of homosexual romance with Samwise, the guy, you know, whatever his face.
I've long held that the Eagles are the biggest bunch of douchebags that ever lived. They fly when they fucking feel like it. They win the goddamn war, whatever. They just like show up and win.
Yeah.
And they can't fucking help anything out.
They're there after Gollum bites his finger off and then jumps in the lava.
Yep.
The hawks show up to take him out.
Right.
It would have just been such a time saver to just drop them both in there.
Obviously, whatever the fuck, the big seeing eye had no time for them.
Yeah.
But fuck that movie now.
Thanks, Nigel. Exactly.
You just ruined it.
Yeah, so just watch Season of the Witch. It's not three movies. It's just one. You get the same experience.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. So thank you for that time saver.
Yeah, exactly.
I love Lord of the Rings, and that was the biggest flaw with it. It's like, why didn't they just do this? God, Frodo, like, elves really are retarded. Fuck those guys. They can't get the fucking eagles to fly.
That's why they all got elf aids, though, and had to go leave.
You know what the best part about this whole thing is? We went from Road to War bringing beer to fucking what's up with eagles.
Yeah, pretty fast.
That is pretty legit.
This is a professional podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need to make a callback to, like, truly seal it, but, you know.
Rotating cast, kind of hard to do those callbacks.
It's true. But, well, we did call back to the Crippled
Fury
episode, so and, call back.
Episode 2 coming soon sometime.
Museless.
But yeah, it's the worst podcast ever.
I will eventually watch Two Hands, though, because it's on my damn internet.
You fucking will.
It's on my internet browser to remind me.
You will like it.
No, if I don't like it, all right, I'll watch that if you watch a movie of my choosing.
Done.
All right. Oh, I have to pick one that's also simultaneously good and bad. Shit.
Right. So if Chili's going to recommend a movie to me, what would you recommend?
Do you want just trash that'll make you, like, laugh your ass off?
I think it's a legitimate topic. Bring it up.
Like a legitimate movie or
something that's going to make my mind fucking want to die.
For just sheer misery, I'd say Ultraviolet. Fuck that movie.
I'm in complete agreement with
you. Here's the thing. Like, I love bad movies if they're so bad they're good. But, like, the biggest thing that kills that is if you have a real budget. Ultraviolet had a real budget, so it could have been a legitimately good movie. I watched it because, like, Mila Jovovich, name is in that.
She might be in Duct Tape again.
She might be super sweet. And then I watch it, I'm like, I want to die. The only reason I finished it is because my friends bet me $5 in college that I couldn't watch it. I really wanted to eat that night, so I needed the $5.
She's an atrocious actress.
Oh, yeah.
So chilly.
Yeah. Horrible.
One horrible thing about that movie, Ultraviolet, is it did follow up probably one of my favorite movies of all time, which is Equilibrium.
Yes.
I love Equilibrium.
Yeah.
The director for that has been quoted as saying that his gun kata, his martial arts that he made in that movie, is perfected in Ultraviolet.
Yeah. The plot is so bad. There's nothing good about the movie. It's like, I thought it was an Uwe Boll movie when I first saw it because it was like level of shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, it was like actually a dude. And he had speaking of Uwe Boll, I saw a goddamn I got Netflixed into watching
Heckler? Say Far Cry.
It was a Nazi movie. Was it Blood Rain Third Reich? It was Blood Rain Third Reich.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Which I finally watched. How bad could it possibly be? It is. I wish Uwe Boll would just die in a fire.
Yeah. The hilarious part about that Uwe Boll has actually challenged his hecklers to boxing matches.
Yeah.
And just beat the ever-loving shit out of them.
Yeah, he's a legitimate badass in the ring.
They start vomiting in the streets after they're in the ring.
He's not a legitimate badass. He's capable of beating up critics.
he's able to beat up, like, internet
here's
junk.
The thing about
tough guys.
Here's the worst part about Blood Rain Third Reich, and it's not the script or the sets or anything that you would normally think. It's the American accents on all the Nazis. It seems like a very nitpicking thing, but you watch it and it's just like nails on a goddamn chalkboard.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't even imitate it. It's just like, and you wouldn't think it's so off-putting, but you see Nazis and they just sound like Americans. It's like,
we're
going to
kill all the Juden, y'all.
Yeah, it's like that.
See,
like,
I'd be fine with it.
Which should bring us to Iron Sky.
No, that movie's legitimately awesome.
God damn it.
So how'd you end up getting being the bitch that moves around all the goddamn time now?
Hi, listeners.
How did I end up what?
Being the bitch that has to move all the time now.
Dickhead gave me the number one. I got to go.
Oh, no, you're staying here then.
No, he's moving. Nigel, piss off.
Son of a bitch.
You got to go over to the Road to War podcast.
Fuck
you in the kitchen.
All right.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to move. So.
Huh?
You're going to move physically? All right, yeah, sure.
Take Nigel's place.
Oh, crap.
All right, here we go.
Now you got to actually talk into the mic so I can readjust it.
Hey, guys, Nathan, radio fan from this podcast.
Oh, my God, a mic stand. This is so high-tech.
Chad's spoiled.
This is Chad from Muse on Minis.
This is Casey from Pocus and Fury.
Holy shit.
So what are we talking about?
We were talking about bad movies.
Can we swear on this podcast?
No, oh, God.
Fuck yes.
Oh, God.
Chad,
fucking damn it.
Chad, you can't.
What? Right.
You can't.
You can't?
No, you can't. You can't swear.
We were talking about Iron... Well, first we were talking about how, like, the worst thing ever was fucking Nazis with bad American accents, because I watched... I got
Iron
tricked...
Sky?
No, I got tricked into watching Blood Rain Third Reich, which was awful. But then I was bringing up, like, Then someone brought Iron Sky, which is a legitimately hilarious movie.
Iron Sky is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Like, Jesus Christ. Is it good? Like, all right, I consider a bad movie, like, that's so bad because it should have been good. Iron Sky clearly knows it's not supposed to be good.
Oh, that's true.
So it then becomes legitimate. Yeah. But, like, Iron Sky, I watched it. Now, I was pretty drunk when I saw it.
That's
so
the point.
Who the fuck knows if it was actually good or not. But I thought it was good and I enjoyed it and I would watch it again.
Well, it's like, come on now. There's a reason that people watch those sci-fi Saturdays like Sharknado and Ghost Shark and Two-Headed Shark.
Has anyone actually seen Sharknado? I feel like it's one of those internet memes that was like, oh my God, this movie's gonna be dumb. Let's all dress up like it and make a huge deal. And no one actually bothered to watch it.
I know it's on Netflix right now.
There's been a I love those Saturday sci-fi movies, so I watched it just because I always watch those. It is awful in a glorious way. Like, there's a guy who leaps. There's a shark flying through the air. A guy leaps inside of it with a chainsaw and saws his way free from inside the shark with the person who had been previously swallowed so that they can rescue her.
That sounds straight up legitimately.
That sounds pretty awesome.
I think they're missing out. I think they need to make Sharkaroo.
Actually, that same scene was in the last Riddick movie, too. That's how bad that was.
Sharkaroo. I thought you meant Sharkaroo like a kangaroo shark.
No.
Sharkaroo. I'm racist against Sharkaroo. Australians. What's Sharkaroo?
I don't know. It's shark and either gonorrhea or diarrhea. You can go either way.
No, I'll take off.
No. Plot twist
what if it's a ballerina?
Like, M. Night Shyamalan. No. No more plot twist. Fuck plot twist, by the way. This is another thing that I hate. It's like, you know what's not a plot twist anymore? Whenever everything in the goddamn movie is like, when you have to second guess everything because you do not know that M. Night Shyamalan at the end is going to be like, and then it's actually this. It's like, there's no sleight of hand if I have to watch both of them all the time so attentively because I know you're going to try to pull some bullshit at the end. Like, and then the trees were doing it all along. Like, oh, that was great job. Or like, and then the old lady was the devil the whole time. Oh, my God. And then, oh, and they're in modern
wait.
Oh,
spoiler, seen devil. God damn it.
Oh, spoiler. I did save you a lot of time and misery and anger.
What about the twist in the last Avatar where it turns out that it really sucks balls?
All right.
That was a big twist.
Here's the thing. I have watched 10 minutes of that movie.
Which one?
And
was
I
that?
Did.
So you're an
Last
expert.
Airbender.
Fuck.
And I didn't hate the hell out of it.
What?
Here's the thing. One, I don't watch the show.
Oh.
And two, I kind of enjoy it because I know everyone else hates it. So it gives me this weird sense of pleasure. What is that flying dog thing with the 18 legs? That thing is legit and it's adorable. And that's as far as I got.
Yeah, that thing's adorable.
That thing is awesome. And then
reminds
I'm like,
me of Felcor from A NeverEnding Story.
Yeah. By the way, I did. When the movie came out, one of my friends is a manager at a movie theater out in Oklahoma, so he took all of our friends to go see it for free. I'm like, and they're really into Avatar, and I texted them, and I'm like, hey, what do you think of it? And he's like, one of them was like, I'm so mad that I wish I could get paid to get my money back that I didn't have to spend to see this movie. It was that bad. I want to kill someone. And
I
just
saw
raged
Batman
out.
And Robin for free, and I wanted some money back. They deserve negative $10
right,
for that movie.
I think I saw that when I was really little, so I thought it didn't hit me how bad it was, similar to the Mortal Kombat movies. But like,
Mortal Kombat
is
awesome.
Mortal Kombat's legit.
The first one is legit. The second one, where it's like, it became, what's an example?
The Outworld. It's just the whole,
pretty much where they just try and throw all these references to all these characters. Like, shit, we don't have the funding for the third one, so we might as well put all the characters in this one. So it's like all these styles, like, here's Sub-Zero's brother, here's Sector and Cyrax. And also, by the way, none of their moves are the same. Like, Sector's or Cyrax's net just dissolves you. Like, that's not how it's supposed to work. What the fuck is going on? Well, it's like, why is that movie so goddamn bad? But the first one was good. The second one was Dildos. I don't remember where
dildos.
We were going with that.
I like that one.
Dildos.
Sorry, I sort of tuned out there for a little while, and then I just heard Dildos.
Sorry, I blacked out with rage from stupid movies.
Yeah, I'm just getting memorized looking at the, like, waveform. Like, that's pretty cool. Wait. Wow. That's pretty sweet.
All right.
I'm going to turn that away from Chad so he stops doing that.
You can't tell if it's an hourglass or two people looking at each other.
Doesn't that say something about your personality? No, there's one that's either like two chicks having sex with each other or it's like an old lady. And then whichever one you see is like something deep about your psyche.
What if
like,
I see two old ladies having sex with each other?
I assume that'd be horrifying.
Well, depends on the old lady.
No,
Nathan,
not really.
We know your type.
Like, what are you looking at to see this?
Like, two is it like
I'd say that's normal.
Yeah.
I'd say that's
lemonparty.com.
Oh God, don't
you haven't seen my internet history. I spent all day showing tranny porn to several
I was about
people
to bring that up.
You're going to bring that up.
I witnessed
firsthand. Hollywood. Like, I don't remember how trannies came up in the first place. Oh, I think it was because Fat Asian was going to have to give oral sex to Chunk. For various reasons. So Hollywood said that fat Asian had to wear a wig. And then we were talking about looking like a woman. So I pointed out that there's a porn star. Feel free to Google Bailey J. It is a super hot looking chick with like a 10-inch dong hanging down there.
And then
there's another porn star named Buck Angel that looks like a cast member from Sons of Anarchy with a vagina. Because they both have their birth gen, whatever. The point is, I showed, like, Hollywood's like, what? So I showed Hollywood pictures of these two people, and he's like, oh my god, you have to show Chili! And,
yeah,
and
I'm like, why?
Oh my god, you have to show, you have to show Van Meter, you have to show Pagani, you have to show Eric Deitch! Like, Hollywood just started listing everybody in the room and forcing me, he wouldn't let me nod. He's like, do it, show him that tranny porn!
Like, yeah, Hollywood's like really into, like, he gets just really hung up on stuff, like, he'll like follow Nathan around, like, to just to see our reactions. I'm like, and Nate's like, hey, look at this hot chick. I'm like, yeah, she's pretty hot. Scroll down, giant dick. I'm like, oh, my God, why did you show me that? He's like, and then Holly's like, no, wait, you have to see the next one. It's even better. It's like, well, clearly I know that it's not actually going to be better. So sure, let's go and see it. It's like, and it's like that ripped dude, and he goes, I'm like, and it's a giant. I'm like, that is more disturbing than the chick with the enormous dick.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what it is, but it's like... It is way worse.
But so it's like, it stayed in Hollywood's brain because, like, hours later he'd come up to me like, well, seriously, like, I'm straight, but I'd rather have sex with the one with the dick, like, right? Like, because totally. And then, like, he'd go away and, like, 2 hours later he'd come up and be like, I mean, because the thing is, the other one looks like a dude. And, you know, vagina, sure, but it's not the whole package. And then go away and come back and just be talking about trannies. And I'm like, this is in your head way more than I thought it would be, Hollywood.
Hollywood's going to be so upset.
Which also hilarious. Like, people know Hollywood enough, like, because we would go to, like, Pagani, and I'd show Pagani the hot chick, and Hollywood's there giggling, so Pagani's like, that's a dude, isn't it? Because he just knows that that's why Hollywood's so excited.
Actually, Pagani would like that, though.
He was down. Drag shows.
Will is into drag queens like you would not believe.
I mean, no, we actually talked about that. He's like, I do a lot of drag show stuff, and then he clarified, he's like, I don't do the drag shows, I help with them.
But. Will would make a very ugly woman. He's my friend, but he'd make a very unattractive woman.
I just want to point out to Australian listeners, by the way, Hollywood is basically an extremely degenerate version of Jeff Galea.
Of who?
No one else here will know, but I'm just pointing it out.
I
just
which of the Australians on FX is
just
that?
To bring
the
up,
one in a dog
Book Fury,
the one
on our
last
on our cast talked about putting you as a tranny.
Okay,
that's pretty disturbing.
I love how a couple of people said they may have had wanted to have sex with you.
I love how we just
still warning you.
We just came from our podcast.
I'll put on my anal bum cover tonight when I go to
good
sleep.
Idea. Where we were talking about War Machine the entire time.
Oh,
and we come over here,
and
it was just like, bad movies and tranny porn. Yeah.
I will say, I thought we had a bet of whoever started talking about War Machine first and this would lose or something.
Yeah, I'm the loser.
We had a drinking game at my first one, at the Road to War one. The whole time I was there, it was just a drinking game. Because we were listing things with stealth, and if you repeated or couldn't think of one, you had to take a drink. Because we were naming things we were excited that the Thane could kill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That thing. I'm gonna bet that the retribution forums still shit their pants and bitch about how bad it is.
Wait!
It doesn't give it to the battle group. It's like, oh my god, I don't give. Just shut the fuck up and deal with it. But you know, nothing's ever good for the forums.
It's your faction's liability.
Don't you understand?
You just got a good Band-Aid. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, exactly.
They can deal with E. Lilith now.
They can.
They can deal with E. Lilith.
They
now,
got
totally.
CRA. Yeah. They will blast the shit out of some stuff.
Yeah, in 3 turns, they'll be done.
How the hell do we get to War Machine topic?
Son of a bitch. Chad, you're
I blame
the
news on me.
Useless.
Yeah, that is
useless. I don't like this.
Because you motherfuckers took an hour and a half to get organized for your part of the podcast.
That is true.
That's not my fault.
So the listeners at home, can look at pictures of Bailey J and Buck Angel, and then write in and let us know which you'd rather if you had to.
Yeah, to crippled system, not to anyone else.
I think we should.
Hey, Nathan, why don't you Twitter this?
Please.
Wait, is there a explicit filter on Twitter? Can you just tweet pictures?
I don't think you can.
Well, there's been
a lot of
celebrities that accidentally tweeted their tits.
Exactly. So
that chick from Paramore, and some other chick.
Nathan, you should clearly do this and test this out, so I won't get in trouble for it. It's like happens to be illegal or against the law or something horrible.
Just to tweet tranny porn.
I just want to see what happens. Like, I'm not going to do it.
Also, I will, as someone, I know we're offensive in general, but as someone who has a transsexual friend, I know tranny's not the correct term. Deal with it.
I don't think anyone that's listening to this will be offended by that.
No, I'm just saying, I do have a transsexual friend who's post-op, who used to be female, now is male, so, you know, whatever. You know, so, you know, deal with it.
Our
I
shop
say
has
lots
few.
Of offensive
harden
stuff.
Harden the fuck up.
Yeah,
harden the fuck up.
We have at least concrete and
two in our meta.
Fuck up.
Yeah.
Also, if you complain about the Thane, drink a bowl full of shattered glass.
Although, actually, while we're talking about watching stuff, something you could probably watch without really offending everyone is just look up on YouTube, Chopper Reed, Harden the Fuck Up. You will enjoy
Then you'll get the references we're making to Harden the Fuck Up. But
we can show you after the show.
You can show me all kinds of things after the show.
But yeah, right. Speaking of other new things, and now that, God damn it, Chad, now that you brought War Machine, we might as well fucking talk about War Machine. This is the fucking worst.
It's like a plague he brought it with him.
They spoiled Baden Cav this weekend, which I could give two shits about, but they are bad enough to where all the Crooks players are shitting in their pants about how bad they are, which gives me delicious, delicious glee.
You just are a psychic vampire.
So what's a horror? This.
They're probably the second best heavy cav in the game.
Yeah.
What
is horrible about
maybe
them?
Maybe third. They don't have Weapon Master.
Okay, so in the top half.
So
can we agree on that? They're in the top half of heavy cav in the game.
They're worse than Long Riders. They're worse than Steelheads.
I think they're worse than Ulans. I honestly think they're worse than
Fuck
Ulans.
Fuck no.
Yes. Only they're not considered Bane.
I would have Ulans.
I would rather have the Banes over Ulans.
Yeah.
Ghostly. It's the reach all the time, and that's one of the reasons those
also,
other two are.
Also, Matt 8.
Matt 8.
Effectively from Curse. Because you can have the leader charge like a close guy.
Yeah.
And then Curse. And then the rest
of
them.
And then any extra distance is a benefit. Like,
and then
no
the rest of them can like go
that.
Can do really long charges. You know, the rest of them become speed 10.
Yeah.
Like well, that's pretty good.
Sounds pretty damn legitimate.
And then they also get plus 2 hit on their impact attacks. So that's
like
Matt
armor 18 or something.
Matt
they are 12
impact
18.
Attacks. Yeah. That's the only impact attacks only, better than that
which,
are long
by the
riders.
Way, let's just pose out there. Why the fuck do they have more armor than the Crix robots? Why the hell is that? Like, who the... Like, all right, robots, fuck you. You don't get armor. Well,
also,
Bane Cavalry does.
Clearly, Necrotech's a
Krios gets on a horse, has a shield, has the same fucking armor when he's on his goddamn foot with a spear and no shield.
Exactly.
So,
like, I don't know what to tell you. It's like, it makes no sense. Fuck it. Let's just get on with it. Yeah. And the other thing is, why the fuck do those Bane Cavalry riders have legs? That makes no goddamn sense.
I heard is that those legs are actually just glued to the saddles, and the Banes are legless on top of the horse. Those are just for show.
Okay. It goes one of two stupid ways. Either, one, they all have legs all the time, and Bane Thralls and Bane Knights just like wearing skirts. Which I guess if you're undead, who fucking cares? You do whatever the hell you want. Or it just means that, like you said, they don't actually have legs, and they're just like, ah, shit, we have to confuse our enemies. Let's glue some legs on these horses. Like, what the fuck is happening?
I'm guessing that they just couldn't figure out a good way to sculpt the, like, skirt onto the horse and, like, make it look cool.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that I think Chili is obsessed with spirit dicks.
With what?
Spirit dicks.
I don't even know what that is a reference to, but sure, why not?
He's all about the ghost peni.
That's it.
Okay. Good job, Chunky.
Chunky, you've drunk a gallon of alcohol, and now you're podcasting.
Yeah, exactly. It's strawberry and alcohol, whatever the fuck that meant. Oh, my God.
He did bring it full circle, straight back to dicks. I mean, we were talking about dicks beforehand.
Which is how you professionally podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Talking about dicks, that's professional podcasting right there.
That's right.
Dick.
I mean, look, they could be training.
FNF's been doing it for years.
By the way, if you tune into any of these episodes looking for legitimate War Machine criticism, you're fucking stupid, because that's not what this was about.
Not this one. There was some... The Focus and Fury one was surprisingly on topic while I was over there.
Nice. I will... Yeah. That is that does
and
blow my mind.
And then was all battle reports to bore the shit
out
of
you. Oh, my God, battle reports. That's the worst.
And then this is all tranny porn and dick talks and Road to War was getting drunk. So, I mean, that basically just encapsulates all of them perfectly.
Yeah, that's like the podcast, like, society. Like,
yeah.
All
we need now
we
is to stay find a decent place
Focus
to get
and Fury
Paul and St.
gives you great topics.
Go
but we swear
cesspool.
All the time.
Yes.
Go Team Cesspool. Yeah. Yep. Well, I think that's been an hour, so I think it's about time to start wrapping this up.
I don't
care.
We're just only
doing
this
for
an hour?
Do?
Huh?
What? Yeah,
what's Muse going to do?
Yeah.
They have like three other hours.
Hey, we do 1 hour episodes.
Yeah.
They do all the same time in one spurt.
Like, honest to God, whenever Road to War gets together, we'll get like to an hour, and then about an hour, we'll start staring at each other. I'll start lolcatting. Nick will start like surfing on Facebook, and Will will start just like bitching at us. It's like,
you guys have house of pies to go to.
Yeah, exactly. That's
like,
what
as soon as I fucking went there, I understood.
Yeah, that place is legit. It goddamn caught on fire. Fuck that. Fuck people. Actually, it was no one's fault. It was just an old ass building, and the roof caught on fire. But they will be open by Thanksgiving because that place makes bank on Thanksgiving because no one in Texas or Houston wants to bake their own pies for the holidays.
By the way, my daughter lives in Houston, so I'm gonna be coming down to visit her. We're gonna have a road trip, and we're gonna get that goddamn Mayhem Cup back.
Oh yeah, you let me know about
No, that's not going to happen. Maybe.
You guys got so fucking lucky at the last Mayhem Cup.
Yeah. Oh,
Houston,
my God.
Houston MMC.
From what I heard, that's you just spammed the shit out of the whole thing.
That is true.
Right, like, you sent 85 guys. Oh, wow, Texas won it. Really?
Yeah, but
half the field was Texans.
It's a legitimate tactic. What do you want?
Like 12 deep. You know that.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I like.
Wait, are we talking about tranny porn again with the 12
yes,
deep?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just double all of them. But yeah, no, I mean, I would love for all of y'all to come down and, like, try and take the Mayhem Cup back. But I understand that Texas, that, like, our state takes longer to get to Houston from the border than it takes to drive through, like, 8 other states in the country. So yeah, it does kind of suck and is prohibitively far.
No, it's mostly because it's just Texas.
Texas is a tiny state. Like, I bet you could double the size of Texas and it still wouldn't be the biggest state in the union.
Yeah, well, out of the states that matter.
I'm just saying, you could double the size of Texas and it still wouldn't be the biggest state.
Here's the funny part. Texas is tiny. I know the thing is, like, that's something that always irritates Texans.
Yes, it is.
But the thing is, I'm like, oh, it shouldn't because it's so silly and everyone thinks it doesn't irritate us, but it actually fucking does.
It fucking does.
Like, I don't know why.
Let me tell you this, Chili. Like, you're from, I can't remember what city you're from, but basically, like, Houston, Austin, Dallas, they're all the same place.
Exactly.
They're all
like,
just Texas.
Oh, my God. It's so, like, I don't understand why, but that's, like, they did.
I have a Texas ex-wife. Yeah. I know how to piss off Texans.
No, the funny part is, someone pointed this out. Whenever you're overseas, and Americans are overseas, whenever they ask Americans, like, hey, where are you from? People from every other state will say we're from America, but people from Texas will always respond first, I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
And I don't know, and it's like, yeah. Whenever I was visiting Europe or China, people were like, hey, where are you from? I'm like, I'm from Texas. Or I'm from Houston.
Here,
not from the United States, because apparently fuck that.
No. The best part is, me and a bunch of my friends went to Ireland.
Yep.
We'd go, oh, we're from America. Oh, we love America. We hate Texas.
Yeah, oh, no. Well, I was going to say that might have been back when, Yeah, Texans do not do very well at necessarily making friends with everyone, because we're all kind of arrogant douche nozzles. But you know, whatever.
America.
I don't fucking whatever. Love us or hate us, it's not my problem.
Yeah.
Poor Chad. You're so talkative.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to say. I'm sorry.
We're not talking about War Machine.
We're not giving battle reports.
We're
talking about War Machine.
Just imagine. Oh. This is waveform. It's just...
He's just so hypnotized.
Stop looking at it.
All right.
But Chad's actually thinking about Hearthstone, aren't you?
I do love Hearthstone.
By the way, that
you
game.
Want to talk about Hearthstone?
No, yeah, we can talk about Hearthstone.
Hearthstone.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's WoW. It's Magic, but with WoW cards. And it's on... When they release it for the iPad, I will play the shit out of it.
Fuck that. It has persistent damage. It is not Magic. That
is Blizzard's new. It's Blizzard's new online trading card game.
Okay.
Oh. It's not a trading card game.
Because they abandoned the World of Warcraft trading card game. Because so
that apparently wasn't
this.
Making them enough money.
So
what
it's like
fuck?
Magic no. Light with like all Warcraft characters
well,
and story
I
and everything.
I
don't
like
give two shits
out.
About World of Warcraft. I know that puts me weird in the nerd pantheon, and but
I never really liked
care.
It. But by
I
mean,
I've been a
I
fan
played
of
City of Heroes.
I've been a fan of Warcraft and like the Warcraft series like since like way back in the day.
I was more StarCraft.
Yes.
I like both.
No, I just never got back to Warcraft. I stuck with StarCraft.
Yeah.
Speaking of Blizzard, fuck their new fucking MOBA game, where the cinematic looks awesome, and the gameplay actually makes me less interested
in it. Let me say this.
I watched the cinematic, I'm like, it's going to be awesome. Watch gameplay, I am significantly less interested in it now.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck this game.
Hey, Blizzard, because I know you're listening, because you're huge fans, where the fuck is my third Lost Vikings game, you assholes? You put them in World of Warcraft as like an Easter egg, and you know, those games were amazing.
Yeah.
Lost Vikings were fucking amazing platformers. Like, 2D platformers are gone in general, which pisses me off, but Last Vikings was so, so fun. That's my recommendation, even though we don't have recommendation today, is the Lost Vikings Super Nintendo game.
Oh, I recommend House of Pies. Also, cheers for Lost Vikings.
What?
What? What? Oh, we were tapping my... You just held your mic to me. I felt like I was on a talk show.
But yeah, what would my recommendation be?
I don't know. I'll be back.
Hold on, I can't think. Shit, save me. Andy, what's your recommendation?
Pitching it to me doesn't make me
my recommendation,
create a recommendation
on behalf of Chili is being the spoiler of everything.
What?
Chili's recommendation is, I'm not supposed to tell you this, but...
Oh, God damn it. All right, yeah. What? I guess we should make a disclaimer. If you ever have a secret about War Machine, do not fucking tell me, because I will tell everyone I know, because that's what I love doing. Don't do it.
What's your secret about War Machine?
Yeah. Oh, I so want to tell you. I really do. Come ask me after we turn the mics off, and I will tell you all these things.
Oh,
all right, mics off then. No.
Mics are off.
Bye. Tell us
whatever it is you do, you fucking do it well.
Oh, mics are off now, Chili. Tell us your secrets.
No, because this actually will legitimately have to be edited out if I tell you.
No. I'm excited.
Yeah, exactly. So we're not talking about... No, actually, cut this part out. Where's Lance?
No,
I'm
no, I can't.
Cut this out.
I seriously, I do not edit.
So
God damn it, we're all
right. Well, no, it's time to wrap it up anyway.
Chili actually already knows what 3 Resnick does, and spoiler alert, he's still not good.
He's still not what?
Good.
No, he's not. He's still trash.
Yeah.
I mean, he has the crossbow
and
launcher
judges,
that fires racks.
We have stuff we can't share.
That too, yeah. By the way,
we probably shouldn't actually go into that because I like you guys as judges because you guys are awesome.
In general, by the way, shout out to all the players this weekend for not being giant asshats and having horrible judge calls.
By the amount of time, the amount of watch machine that I've been doing this weekend, like how many times I have to end up moderating games, like I should just become a fucking judge.
Yeah.
I'll just always be standing by a game and people will have questions and I'll be like, oh no, this is how it works.
I want to ask, how the fuck have you done watch machine this week? Because that hall is packed.
How the
hell have you managed to do watch machine? Because to me, this hall is so packed that you literally can't get anywhere.
You stand by a table and watch the games. Like, what?
You just shove your way through, like, parting the grass.
Do you only
like
the ones
just
on the ends? Or?
No. You just elbow your way through.
Here's something that I'm going to bitch about again. I don't like the way at Lock and Load they cordoned off the finals for Iron Gauntlet between Pete and Brandon. Because it just... And watching it on TV... First of all, watching replays of games on TV fucking blows. It's boring as shit. It's like watching baseball on TV. It's awful. I hate it.
Yeah.
But anyways, so it looks like that's what they're going to do for the Invitational tomorrow. I hope to God it's not what they do. But they have, like, the air walls up. And it's like, it just takes so much out of it. Like, watching it on a screen is so different. And you don't get to hear what the players are saying. So you have, like, the color commentary from, like, Privateer Press, who's like, no, I'm sorry, that was who was it, the guys that did the video recording last year?
Team Covenant, with their cover commentary
of
that blew up.
Piece of Ares as Eye of Minoth. I think that's pretty good. It's like, oh my god, why the fuck is this?
Yeah,
why is this commentary happening.
I tried to make it through part of the commentary last year. Oh, I couldn't do it.
But no,
it was horrible.
Right. But I vote against cordoning them off. It's a game that people should be able to watch. And if they do that, I'm gonna be severely fucking pissed. I'm gonna bitch about it later.
To be perfectly honest, I liked how they did it. I think it was 2 years ago when Beanish was in the finals,
awesome.
Where they still had everyone separated off, but it just had kind of like a grandstand around it.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That's the way it was last year too. They just also had the videos.
Yeah, people standing on chairs and tables all around.
I was one of those people.
Yeah, so was I. And it's cool, but the thing is that, like, oh my god, it's gross. Sorry, Colin came over. He started rubbing his naked belly on Chunky's
head.
Colin, I got distracted.
He's a real man, Colin.
I don't get it,
Colin.
Colin, come here and sit down.
What?
But we're sit lost. Down, you we motherfucker. Lost.
Hold dude.
Wow, that was probably way
Chad,
too loud.
Chad, yes? Is your shirt? Oh, angry jellyfish.
You are the worst at telling stories, Krump. Like, oh my god.
Krump is the worst at everything.
No, there was actually
Azizorg
he's one of the Canadian dudes.
Jeremy and Krump were both on the podcast I started at today, and it was painful.
Oh my god.
I think Chunky had the idea of having Jeremy and Krump and Nick all have a storytelling contest in the cone of silence, and we could all just leave.
People are starting to hover on us over here. I think we need to end this.
All right, sweet. This has been, what's the name of this?
Clusterfuckapalooza.
I think it's Muse on Cripples Fury System.
Musing about Road? Furious Crippled Roads.
Yep. Good night, everyone.
Shane.
All right, take it easy, guys. Thanks.
Hooray!